is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 236 for Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. Brian was delaying turning the camera on. I was like dancing and trying to do some shoulder exercises at the same time, and I don't think he appreciated it.
Well, here we are.
Back from vacation, and that is so weird to say. We've never taken a vacation, ever.
It's been 9 years.
In fact, Facebook reminded me this morning that 9 years ago today, we became friends on Facebook. And look at us now.
Thank you, Facebook.
Wow. Is it a pen giving event?
I think it is. I think we're going to go downstairs.
Facebook-iversary.
We're going to go downstairs after this.
And we each get to pick out a sample of ink.
Wow. You know, listen, don't be so generous. I was going to think like a piece of paper or something, but sample of ink.
There you go.
Okay.
You could have a bottle.
I could have a bottle.
Depends on what it is. So anyway, last week we did not do a podcast because we finally took a couple days off that did not involve a pen show. We went to Chicago and, you know, we're 3 hours from Chicago and there are all these amazing things to do in Chicago. And we've been saying for years, oh, we should go down and we should do this, that, and whatever. And we never did. So we just went and we crammed a whole lot of stuff into 4 days.
It was exhausting. It was really good.
We came back for one day. I had a checkup with my orthopedic surgeon for my shoulder and we did a little laundry and then we were gone for another 3 days up in Door County. And I got to tell you, it was nice in Door County just to sleep in and really do very little.
Yeah. Well, we got married in Chicago in Cook County. And I've always been a big fan, and there's a lot of cool things to do. We saw the Blue Man Group.
Oh, my God, it was awesome. I'd never been.
Which I've been wanting to do for a long time. I've seen him before, but it's always good to see him again. We went to the Art Museum, which was fantastic, so much so that we became members while we were there.
The Art Institute.
The Art Institute, yep.
We went to the Field Museum. Which Brian was really excited about, but I gotta tell you, they really need some organization. Poor signage on the door, poorly signed inside the museum. You couldn't find things. You didn't know where you were. We wandered into one exhibit. We could not get out, literally. It just went on and on and on and on.
Okay, we're really well educated, though, on that topic. You know, there's cool stuff there. I don't want to rag on the field, but it just the difference. We went to the Field Museum one day, and then the Art Institute the next day.
What a difference!
And what a difference, really. I mean,
180 degrees. It was such a better experience.
Yeah.
We went to the Willis Tower, the Sears Tower, whatever it is, at sunset, and it was beautiful. But holy cow, we were there with every single other person in Chicago.
Yeah. Everybody went.
It was crazy.
So we did not get to the ledge.
No, we wanted to, but there were literally 100 people in line to wait for the ledge for each of the three ledges.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it.
It was crazy. Crazy.
So
we went up to Michigan Ave. That's always fun. Of course, this was the day that we went to the Field Museum and we decided to walk to the Field Museum. And then we did the Field Museum and then we Ubered for the first time. That was kind of cool. We Ubered up to Michigan Ave and then went into some of the really high, you know, there's Gucci and Tiffany and Louis Vuitton and we went into the Mont Blanc boutique.
Which was interesting.
I bought some cartridges.
So we have to explain this. Yes.
We are a Mont Blanc retailer.
We're an authorized Mont Blanc retailer.
And I had to buy cartridges.
We brought... Since this was technically our honeymoon, we hadn't taken honeymoon, we had honeymoon pens, and we brought them. But
I didn't bring any bottled ink, and I needed a cartridge for my Mont Blanc.
it didn't have any international cartridges, so we had to actually go buy cartridges on vacation. Not that you used the pen at all, but
Well, I didn't have time. It's now on my desk, and I'm using it this week. It's beautiful.
Okay, okay. Well, so we should get into that. We'll get into that in a minute. So
the Shedd Aquarium was cool.
Yeah, we stopped at Mont Blanc, which was interesting. And it was good to see some of the other products that they carry, that, you know, the watches and
the leather.
The leather and, mm-hmm. and some new things. But that was kind of fun. Interesting. I like to see how other pen retailers display their pens.
Yeah. It was very good.
It was very nice. Yeah.
And then we went to the Omega store.
Which conveniently happened to be right across the street. And actually, I'm always interested in customer service. I'm interested in how companies do it and how well or how poorly certain companies do it. We had some very poor experiences in Chicago, and we went to the Omega store. And if I could hire that guy, I would. That guy was the best salesperson I think we've seen in a long time.
And I have to say, ladies, he had an accent. I just was...
That's not the reason he was a good salesperson, but...
No, was, but, you know, an accent, a foreign accent,
it always,
is just...
Yeah, it's nice.
You know, it's exotic.
It's exotic.
And he was sweet. He was wonderful. but we walked in, and I just went over to their really comfy couch seating area and just let Brian do his thing. And Gareth.
Gareth, yeah.
With a T-H. Was super helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, real nice guy. He knew his stuff.
When the time comes.
Yeah, he was...
Brian will be back.
It was a pleasant experience. I was like, when you have a pleasant experience walking out of a store. We had one store we went into, one jewelry store, and it was... I felt like I was being a bother the whole time I was there. It was just... But anyway.
Well, you also tried on watches somewhere else. You looked at watches, mm-hmm. expressed quite a bit of interest, and the salesperson didn't bother to try to put one on your wrist, didn't really try to sell it.
You know, customer comes in, wants a pen, so here, put it in your hand.
Right.
So, anyway, so speaking of pens, your pen, and I don't have a picture of it.
It's a Mont Blanc 144 in burgundy, which is beautiful.
No longer made, of course. Very, you know, they're not, I would say they're hard to find, but they're not as common. It's a beautiful color. Sailor comes really close with their mm-hmm. with their burgundy in their 1911 and their Pro Gear Riallo. But this is a nice, lovely color. This actually came into the store and came in over the counter, and I bought it, and I was planning on reselling it, and Lisa said, no, that's mine. My birthday's coming up. So she got that. And then, of course, it had a converter in it, and I didn't think about it. I always carry in my backpack extra platinum and Sailor cartridges, especially for when we're at shows. What did I say?
You said platinum.
Pilot, yes, yeah, pilot.
Because for shows, you bring your vanishing points,
yeah. Right. And I didn't have an international cartridge to save my life.
I didn't even think about it.
And that's why we had to go. And so we walked in the Mont Blanc store. Lisa says, oh, well, what brings you in here today? She says, oh, I need to buy some cartridges. And my jaw just dropped. I'm like, we're going to pay for cartridges?
We're going to pay full retail.
Full retail.
So, and a lot of sales tax for one cartridge.
Well, to be fair, I think you bought something that we didn't actually stock, so.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, so that worked out.
It was interesting. It was a fun time.
Yeah.
We had some good meals. We had some less than great service. So, you know, your typical vacation mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
We had tried to do some research for things close to where we were staying. And we had breakfast one morning. I liked the food. Brian didn't. Brian liked the coffee. I didn't. So I don't think we're going back
I think,
there.
I think we're going to try it one more time, and then we're going to mix it up. So.
Yeah. But no, you know, we try whenever we travel, which is 99% of the time to shows. We try to on the road. You don't have many options, but once you arrive at your destination, we try to eat local.
Yep.
You know, non-chain places, if at all possible. We try to the local beers and have a good time with that. But so we wanted to do non-chain food in Chicago, and we did. We went back to Miller's Pub twice.
Yeah, great place. Miller's Pub is really a...
day we were leaving, they had grouper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had group. The day we left, everywhere, they had like really great food that we wanted. But anyway, Lisa got a Mont Blanc. I had a Sailor, surprise, surprise, 1911 Standard in Mosaic, the gray, which we happened to unearth in February, and it's been sitting on my desk for a while. But I threw a music nib in there, and that's really a fantastic pen. It's really, really great, great writing. And in fact, I have some music nibs, but I haven't been using them, and I liked it so much that I think the next pen we get, which we're going to talk about later, I'm going to put a music nib in.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It's real nice.
I'm sticking with my medium fine.
So, anyway, that was the gist of vacation, I guess.
When we were in Chicago, as much as it was supposed to be a honeymoon and a vacation, as business owners, we're never very far from thinking about the company. So we were doing a little shopping here and there. We found a couple things that we're looking into bringing in. So it was kind of fun to...
Yeah.
To do a little research.
Yeah, we saw unplanned. We saw some Monteverdi pens in one of the stores we went into. I'm like, oh, look, there's a Regatta.
We saw some Monte Grappa, too.
We did see some Monte Grappa,
we came back with a couple things from one of the gift shops, a couple mugs, some coasters, picture. And then when we were in Door County, we stopped at a couple antique stores up along the drive and came home with two really cool Japanese wall scrolls.
So. Yeah, I don't know how old they are, but these poor things were sitting in the back room of a moist, humid, very sunny...
It looked like a sunroom or a solarium or something. You know, it was old and dusty and as far back from the main entrance as you could get.
Yeah, I'm going to say these things are probably, these are 20s to 40s maybe. I mean, they're not new for sure, but they were still in reasonably good condition, and they made us a decent offer. So we have two nice Japanese hanging scrolls now sitting in one of our rooms of our house. So
we were excited about that.
But
while we were in Door County, I bought a scarf. I have a thing for scarves. It was far cheaper than I thought it would be, so I grabbed it. And there's a place...
Yes, but it has the...
It has blue anchors on it.
So that's why you
bought
it.
For the Sailor logo, yeah. Looks cool. Black background, blue anchor. It was good. There's a restaurant there called Al Johnson's. It's a store, and then there's a restaurant. And we picked up a little flyer about the company, and supposedly there are goats... like billy goats, that they will let roam around on the roof. The roof has sod covering it. And so we looked, and there were no goats. And we drove past it three or four times on the way, you know, to and from dinner or shopping or whatever. No goats. And
Last day we're cruising through town, goats.
Finally goats. So we took pictures. They're on our personal Instagram pages. But yeah, goats on the roof. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. It's kind of cool. Apparently, there's even a goat cam.
There is, yeah. It's not real time, but if you hit refresh, you can see them, you can see them move around.
You can watch the goats on the roof. So that was fun. We had coffee, and a spider decided to join Brian.
Yeah.
That was,
was not fun.
Creepy.
Anyway, yeah. That was...
We had a good time. So it's nice to be back, though. Lots and lots of stuff to do this week. So I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. So yesterday we did some improvements to the site. I'll just make a brief note here. New improved checkout process on the site was installed. It's more streamlined. We were able to fix, there was a minor PayPal issue that would come up if you used PayPal, that our provider could not fix. So we actually just paid someone to fix it. They figured it out. So that was installed yesterday morning. That's looking real good.
You know, you make it sound so easy. We've been working on this since freaking October.
October?
We finally contacted them in October, and they thought... First conversation that maybe they could get it done before December. They were having a lot of their people working on several projects. And then it dragged out, and then it was going to be March, and then it was going to be April, and then it was going to be May, and then it just, so it's finally done.
It's done, yeah.
But to have it be like, oh, well, we just made this little tweak, it took months.
It took a long time.
Letters and emails and calls and
attorneys. And But anyway, that's up. I think, feedback is welcome, of course, polite feedback, of course. Had some people who are listening. Anyway, let's move on to some pens.
Let's talk about pens.
DC Pen Show.
Oh, my God.
It's coming up fast.
No.
The summer is pretty much...
No.
For pen show season, the summer is pretty much coming to an end. We're getting back into show season. Miami was just this last weekend. We did not go. But DC's coming up right after that. A couple weeks later, San Francisco. A couple weeks later, Dallas. So the next three shows are just right in a row.
Crazy.
But DC is going to be a blast. August 4th through the 6th, new location this year. We're going to have some special guests are going to be...
Stephen and Aziza are going to be there. I'm super excited.
We haven't seen Aziza since...
Dallas several years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I'm telling you, there will be screams and hugs. Just brace yourself, folks. Anybody in the vicinity, if you hear screaming, it's me.
Yeah,
it's good.
Steve and I are just going to be looking at each other. Go, okay.
Whatever.
That's the ladies, yeah. So they're going to be there. We're going to have, Mike from Ink Dependence is going to be at the table.
Mike! In plaid.
And we were joking this morning about getting plaid for everybody. We're hoping to have our good friend Steph behind the table. She said she's thinking about she's going to be able to make it. So we haven't seen Steph all year.
I know. She was in Toronto for a long time.
She's probably expanded her collection by like 10 times since last time we've seen her.
She's probably dying to get to a show.
She's going to whip out these pens that are going to be amazing. I just know it. I just know it. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see Steph. That's going to be fun.
We see Mike all the time. I'm kidding, Mike.
No, it's gonna be a good time. I think it's just gonna be. It seems like it's been a long time since the last show, but it's gonna be fun. So we're looking forward to that. We do have a couple of new things to talk about that just came in. That
super exciting.
If we can, we will try to bring to the show. Of course, and we'll mention this again. If you're interested, we can do pen show pickup.
Buy it online. These will go fast.
Make sure you have it. These are the new Ackerman Dutch Masters. These come in this is the 120 milliliter bottle. Is this the same size as the old bottle?
I thought the old ones were 150.
They were bigger, yeah. So this is a third different size that they've had.
They're big.
This is a big bottle, though. It's a nice big bottle. The one here I have is the number 3 that's on the screen, and I can't pronounce any of the names. I don't even want to try. But they come in some really, really nice colors, and who doesn't like that bottle? So that's those are in. We got 6 new colors of that.
And more on the way.
There's more on the way.
6 more on the way.
Then also recently came in, sticking with the ink theme, Diatramentis.
We've got some new Diatramentis colors. It takes forever to... get this stuff in. So I'd ordered this, I think, back in October. And, it's a small mom and pop kind of thing. And we finally got it in, some gorgeous new colors. If there's something that we don't carry that you're looking for, let me know. We're always looking to expand lines. But we got in some cool new colors and
Jules Verne, Franz Kafka, Napoleon, Charlemagne,
Joan of Arc,
Madame Pompadour.
Yes. Cool.
So you know that Napoleon looks like a nice color, but I can't seem to tell much of a difference between Napoleon and the Pompadour. But I guess I'll use the ink comparison tool.
I guess you should.
But anyway, yeah. So new Diatramentis come in.
Also super popular since we got it in, the Leuchtturm 1917 notebooks. We just got in the Nordic Blue Some Lines a Day.
So this is a 5-year. I can't imagine
a 5-year journal.
5-year journal, and then you have a few lines for every day.
You've got spaces for 5 different years per day. They are blank. But yeah, you can. It's enough to write just a couple lines about each day. It's not a Dear Diary kind of thing.
Today, bought a Sailor Mosaic. No?
No.
No. I should get one of these, actually. That would be fun.
And then only I fill in when you get a pen.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that goes.
It's really interesting concept, and that Nordic blue is killer.
Yeah.
That's really a killer color. I just love it. It also comes in black and orange, but the Nordic blue is
beautiful. Now, before you move on, we also will have in DC the new Robert Oster ink for DC.
Okay.
And so we'll have that. It's been ordered. It's been shipped. I'm not sure when it's arriving.
That's pretty quick, though.
He's pretty quick these days, yeah. But once it goes on the site, if you want it, absolutely buy it online. Choose Pen Show Pickup because they will go fast.
The next thing that came in is
oddly excited about this.
This is so cool. And I know it's like...
Now, this is one of those things that we actually asked about when President Hisa and Mr. Mori and Mr. Yasui came from Sailor Japan to see us. And we'd asked about this.
Yeah.
And you should have seen the look on Brian's face when they said, it's coming.
Yeah, we've been asking for this for over a year.
And when you see the picture, you're all going to go,
look at that.
It's a converter.
It's a gold converter. It's a gold Sailor converter.
So that if you have one of the clear demonstrator pens that has gold trim, now you can have...
Well, and not only that, but, you know, all the transparent demonstrators, they used to come with a chrome, you know, the silver converter.
Right, right.
It looks a little off, but not only that, like when you gave me my pen for my birthday, it's got gold trim, and I was, you know... I had put a different nib in it, and I open it up, and I'm like, you know what? This would look really cool because it's got gold trim with a gold converter, so I swapped it out. So
there you go.
It's just a little minor detail, but it's just it's really nice to have the option. I know it's not, you know, it's not a $500 pen. It's a, you know, an $8 converter, but
it's cool to have options.
We've been waiting for this for a long time. So,
so that was exciting.
Very, very happy to get that in.
This is cool. We've been... working on this project for a while. We have some microgloss polishing lotion.
Yeah.
There are two formulations. There's microgloss and then number 5.
Yeah, we've labeled them number 1 and number 5 just to make it easier to understand which one is which.
Which do you use first?
Well, you use the number 5. Because it's slightly more abrasive, but this is a very, very. This is not like semi-chrome. This is a very smooth. You know, put it on a cloth and you rub your pen. It's good for cleaning. It's good for polishing. But you use the number 5 first, and then you follow up with the number 1, or you can just use number 1. But it's very, very, very fine polish. It's very fountain pen friendly. I've had really, really good luck on vintage pens with this. It's just amazing. So instead of taking off, you know, using semi-chrome or micro mesh, which you can use, you know, really abrasive micro mesh, you can use this micro gloss, put it on a cloth, and rub it into your pen, and it really does a really nice job without taking away a lot of material. Now, there are times when you need to use 1500 grit micro mesh. You know, you got something that's all beat up, and it's not a collector pen by any stretch of the imagination. But this is just a different application. I really like it. It doesn't really smell. It's smooth. It's a nice, nice product. So
the options are you can buy, they all come in 1 ounce bottles. You can get just the 1 ounce bottle of the number 1 polish, just the 1 ounce bottle of the number 5 polish, or you can get the kit.
Yeah. And they got a little flip top cap, and then you can just squeeze it out, and it's just, you know.
Yeah,
I
nice little application.
I use an old polishing cloth, just a regular cloth, and put it in. So, anyway, that's cool. Always good to add stuff to the repair category. I'm happy about that. You know, quality products. But the next thing is
super exciting.
Super exciting, and it wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't mention Sailor at least 12 times. New North American exclusive.
Yes, Anchor Gray.
I love the name. The name is cool.
They
did a good
job.
I love that they came up with that.
Yep. Now, again, we've seen this before it came out, right?
We saw this when
Sailor our company.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pretty color. It's no fresca. I mean, it's hard to beat the fresca.
It follows the fresca.
Yes. But as a North American exclusive, for some of you who thought maybe the fresca was a little too bright, this is a nice, conservative, but not totally boring color.
It's a nice pastel gray.
It's a nice gray, but not everybody wants that turquoisey fresca in their pocket.
No.
This is a nice conservative option. I love the silver trim. The rhodium trim is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It works. Works. There's no other way to do it.
No, I hate it when companies decide they're just going to throw gold-plated trim on everything, and it doesn't work with the color. But this is just a nice, clean, sleek look.
It's a 1911 large, a 1911 standard, and all 7 nib sizes in each.
Yes. These should be in on Monday.
Yeah, I'm knocking on my wood.
According to tracking, they should be here on Monday.
I'm getting a large at the music nib.
I'm getting a medium fine and a standard.
So. I like it. It's just a nice
It's a nice, calm color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fresca is like, ooh, this is pretty. This is conservative and subdued, and that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, so, I'm excited. We'll definitely, hopefully, have these in time for early next week. We'll have them in D.C., of course, but... keep your eye out for these. They're really, really great looking bands.
If you think you are interested, go on the website, fill in that back in stock notice on each product page. Right? You can do that?
You can't do it on this one, but just keep an eye out. Just keep an eye out on social media, and we'll definitely let you know when it comes in. So, that's that. Anything else?
Nothing we can talk about yet.
Nothing we can talk about yet. So I guess I don't know what... we can talk about. I didn't get a picture of.
Oh.
The limited edition Pilot.
Oh, yes. The Crimson Sunrise. Which caused a bit of a scandal.
It did. And if you continue to talk here for a second, I'll see if I can pull it up.
We've known about it, you know, that this is coming out. But apparently someone in the UK leaked the picture before it was supposed to be announced. And so John Lane, the general manager of Pilot USA, was not happy that all of a sudden everybody knew about it and nobody was supposed to know about it. So it's out. It's cool. It's, you know, I wasn't a huge fan of the Guilloche last year. I thought it was cool that it was... chased, but after the Twilight, which was so gorgeous, the Guilloche was really boring.
Yeah, this is a
along the same lines.
It's a tamer,
but it's like a tamer Twilight. It's pretty. I'm gonna get one.
It's almost vivid red on, you know, the nib side to a dark red on the push button side, but. Nice looking pen. I think it's. I may get one. I wasn't.
I'll share mine with you.
Share mine. I don't think so.
And never works well for us.
It doesn't work. We've tried that before. It does not work because it just usually ends up on your desk. But yeah. Well.
Sure. It works for me.
It works for you. No. Yeah. So these are. It's pretty. It's a nice looking pen.
I'm excited. These will be out in what, September?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, so
we usually get to see the one in person in September at the Dallas show. John brings it to us.
So. Anyway, there's that. I think that's it for this week.
That's all we can talk about.
That's all we can talk about. So thanks for joining us, and tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Cool. Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, fun videos, and all sorts of other stuff. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.